This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Okay, let's move along from the Indonesian election story, from that, to the highly decried mosque shootings in New Zealand on Friday. It's been a few days since then. We've had some time to reflect on it, and we know that three Malaysians have been injured. Another is still missing, according to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. But in total, 50 people were killed and another 50 wounded in this terror attack on two mosques happened in Christchurch, New Zealand.
Yeah, so New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern described the attack as one of the country's darkest days. She said that the suspects held extremist views and had no place in New Zealand or anywhere else in the world. I think within 24 hours, PM Ardern was also calling for the country to review their gun laws because one of the suspects was had a firearm license and owned five firearms, I believe. So this is fairly proactive on her part, especially if you contrast it to the US's reactions to multiple mass shootings in the country, which have been less than stellar. One of the terrorists, an Australian known as Brenton Tarrant, is a self-described white supremacist and live-streamed the attack on the 17 minutes of the attack on Facebook.
Yeah, so tribute has been paid for the 50 victims, while the first body are expected to be released for burial. Only one person has been charged so far, as you mentioned, Brenton Tarrant, who is an Australian. Looking into Malaysians who are in Christchurch, who were also involved, not involved, but who are in the mosque during that on that Friday. Rahimi Ahmad is one of them. He is a milk factory worker in New Zealand, originally from Penang. Now, he was shot twice at the mosque, and according to the latest report, he is in the ICU at the moment and is about to undergo an operation today. Two other Malaysians, Tarmizi Shuib and also Muhammad Nazri Hisham Omar, were also injured in the attack and are receiving care. But however, there's one Malaysian currently missing, who is 17-year-old Muhammad Haziq, who is Tarmizi's son. So in the hospital, all the 50 bodies at the moment that are in the hospital, not all of them has yet to be identified. So I guess we have to pray for the safe well-being of Muhammad Tarmizi, I guess.
Yeah, taking quite a constructive point of view, Jacinta Ardern, as you say, Lynn Mark, has been very quick to try and overhaul gun laws. New Zealand, like America, does allow the sale of firearms in the country, and that could yet happen. And I think echoing the move by Australia as well, I think 1996 was its last significant shooting, and gun laws were overhauled as a result of that. The other development, I guess, is also the spread of that video on social media. Mm-hmm. Of course, the shooter live streamed the entire horrific incident, and whether it's on Facebook or on WhatsApp, it was just it was a runaway a viral development. And I think the tech giants can't figure out a way how to address the kind of behemoth that they've created because of the virality of the networks that they have it at their disposal.
Right. And Facebook did come under fire for the speed of response. So they took quite a while to take down videos that spurred from the incident. So the original video came down quite soon, but then the problem was copies of the video and composites that were made and shared and made viral in and of themselves. And it looks to be a bit of a PR disaster for them. I mean, they've already come under fire. It's not just the Christchurch incident. They've had incidents before of crimes being committed, of particularly like hate speech, and they have been historically quite slow to react.
Yeah, I mean, social media is the most accurate reflection of humanity, all the warts and pimples as a result of that, all its glory as well. It's also resulted in some corporate chieftains like Tan Sri Tony Fernandez deleting his Facebook account, ostensibly because of all the hate speech that emanates on social media. Okay, it is now 7:45 in the morning. We're going to be coming back with some local news and specifically environmental local news. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.